Cameron's dumb. He doesn't know what today is.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday, oh my God, Isaac. No, it's not, oh my God. It's wait, not coming up. It's coming up, though. No, I fucking know that.
Guys,
we're
going to record on Isaac's birthday.
That's what I'm saying. Stop recording now. I don't want to mention that because it's going to be on my birthday. Our viewers are going to get a surprise. They're going to be like, oh my God, it's Isaac's birthday. Let me send him names.
I'm going to keep recording.
Okay, that's okay. Please don't send me nudes. I think they're gross.
It's this. hold on. I know your birthday.
It's Andrew said it.
It's the 17th?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
It's exactly a week from today. So for those of you who know what today is, you know why I hate myself.
Jeez.
Another dollar.
Hey, this is episode
13.
I almost said 12.
I know you did. That's why I'm glad you paused.
I thought it was 12. I thought last week was 11. We had this debate. And then I don't know.
We were so set on last week being 12. And then he's like, after we finished recording, he's like, yeah, that was 11, I thought.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it's 12. And he goes, oh, okay.
Dude,
did you say that? And I said, yeah, I did. And he's like, no, you didn't. I said, it at the beginning of the episode, Cameron. He goes, no, you didn't. So then we replayed it, and I did. Now we're here.
Good story.
I'm really
going to leave out. You're going to leave out that part about what you said about the Jews?
About the Jews?
You said, yeah. When I was like, yeah, no, you didn't. And I started, and it started with your voice. You went, I hate Jews.
Well, that never
happened. Oh, no, he's going to leave that part out.
That never
he's going to leave out the part where he talked about the Jews.
Everybody knows I'm Jewish.
Okay.
Wait, you know I'm Jewish, right?
Episode 13. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no, I'm not Jewish.
Episode 13. We're joined here today by...
None other than...
Your favorite, Andrew.
Pringles can!
Your favorite and really consistent only guest so far.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit. Actually, who else?
Because Garrett doesn't ever...
Garrett doesn't do Garrett it anymore.
Why doesn't Garrett want to talk?
Because he gets grumpy around this hour and he needs to go take his nappy nap
the witchy
time.
Hour.
Isaac totally embarrassed Garrett yesterday.
What'd you
tell
do?
That story.
I did.
Yeah, remember the girls coming out of Harrison?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was so funny. You didn't hear about it.
No, okay. I didn't.
So I picked up Garrett. We went to the store because I wanted to buy a game. I went to go buy Sea of Thieves, but I'm dumb and I forgot it's only on Xbox.
Dummy.
I'm a dummy dum dum.
Exclusive.
I like anyways. That meme where it's like, Captain!
Yeah? Look! Oh, shit!
There's a huge black ship just approaching them. They redid that. And it's the same exact, like, two guys. I'm like, Captain! And he's like, look! And he looks, and there's a giant, like, mountain to their left. And he looks, and the ship is climbing up the mountain. And then it lands, like, in front of them.
Okay, real quick, actually, before we get into this Garrett story.
Yeah.
So, Johnny Depp.
Yeah?
Have you heard
his case started,
right? Heard anything he's about
back,
that?
He's back on, I think, Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, but like, what do we feel about that?
Didn't he like beat his
fuck
wife?
Her?
That's
no.
The,
no,
that's the
what
claim,
she said.
It's
and then guess what, bro? She came out. She said, no, that didn't happen.
She came out
and
as gay?
No, yeah.
She can't, dude, she's fucking gay?
Bro, she's gay as shit, bro.
No. No, she just was like, hey, that was a fake claim.
She said it didn't happen.
Yeah.
How do we know that he didn't beat that out of her?
Because you really... No, because there's audio recordings that I heard of her, like, she actually beat him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So who's on trial? Is he still on trial?
I don't know. I saw this literally at fucking, like, 6:30 this morning when I was totally asleep.
Yeah, guys, if you want to know a little fun fact...
I've had 10 hours of sleep in the last 4 days!
Isaac didn't go to sleep last night.
I did not.
When me and my gang pull up, you know,
you better get her running.
Better get her running.
Anyways, okay, so fuck Johnny Depp, I guess. Fuck that bitch. Not Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp's amazing.
His wife?
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I don't know who to trust.
Bro,
if Johnny
honestly,
Depp did throw a shoe at her, it's probably like a joke. He's probably just
he's
joking.
He's like,
no, I'm kidding. Abuse is not a joke.
He's pretending to be a drunken pirate, that's all.
Dude, he's just being fucking.
He's just being funny.
Dude. You know his name. He's the most wanted pirate in the seven seas.
Captain.
No,
Captain
Hook.
Morgan?
Oh, Hook? Morgan?
Captain Morgan.
I thought I was the alcoholic.
Isn't that
here.
The... Oh, Captain Crunch?
Yeah, Captain Crunch. He's the most...
Pirate's like, booty!
Yeah.
It's because he makes your gums hurt.
Yeah, okay. He does. After four bowls of Captain Crunch, my feet start to hurt. I think
that's called diabetes.
Yeah, I think I might have some peripheral neuropathy going on.
Oh my god. Okay.
Well,
okay, anyways, Garrett, you embarrassed him in front of Harrison.
Oh
so
my gosh.
Went to the store. We went and got some mud pizza and came back, and we're walking in. Also, I forgot to mention, we went to Target and Garrett bought a giant Lego set, and by Garrett, I mean we split it 50-50.
How are you guys going to do that?
Fuck it, dude. Why not?
Okay.
He's going to keep it, obviously. I'm not going to drive with a Lego set in my car. That's built.
You should do it. You should just put it on your
put it on my dash.
Not your dash, is gonna hang it from your in the air. Just have it fucking swing.
Well, shit. So we're walking back with boxes of pizza and a bag with just a Lego set in it. And oh wait, no, this was after. We were walking back to my car so we can come here. And I'm like, I went to go throw away my Dutch cup, and there's these like group of girls that are walking up, and I go, Hey Garrett, watch this. He goes, dude, don't do it. Please don't do it. I go, Garrett, watch this. And we're getting closer. I throw my cup away. So they like kind of like walk past us a little bit.
Yeah.
And I go, hey girls. And Garrett goes, dude. And I go, this is my friend Garrett. He's kind of an asshole. He lives in Harrison. So if you see him, just, you know, be warned. And they go, what's up, Garrett? Garrett's already gone. He ran when I said, hey, girls. He's gone.
So funny.
He ran. And they go,
that man's so afraid of women.
One of them goes, I'm on the fifth floor if you want to come hang out with us, Garrett. And I go, oh, Garrett, they're on the fifth floor. He goes, I'm not on the fifth floor, you fucking idiot. And I go, no, Garrett, they're on the fifth floor inviting you to come hang out. And he goes, oh. And then he just fucking runs to my car.
Oh.
And then it took us 20 minutes to find my car.
And then we had a little bit of a
mishap. We couldn't find my car.
We had a little bit of a mishap.
In the parking lot. No. After I yelled at girls.
What, Andrew?
We had a miscommunication.
Yeah, we did.
I got Subway, and I was like, I'm going to go walk to Garrett's dorm.
I forgot about that, too.
In the cold. My hands were so cold.
You walked to them, and they were at Target?
And they were gone.
No. Like, oh. So literally, like, we had just found my car. It took us 20 minutes.
Gotcha.
We had just found my car. It didn't actually take us 20 minutes. We're not that dumb.
Mm.
But, like, I'm pulling out.
I wouldn't put it past you.
No, I would. I would. You ever hang out with you?
Neither have I.
Oh.
Yeah, that wasn't that funny. Anyways. So, I'm, like, driving away. And Andrew calls me, and he goes, hey. And I go, hi. He goes, what are you doing? I go, just going to the house. He goes, oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll just meet you there.
Were you at Garrett's
and I called him? Yeah. I go, what do you mean? He's like, I thought we were going to meet here. I was like, wait, what do you mean? Are you not at your house? And he goes, no, I'm at Garrett's dorm.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, shit, I'm turning around now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So we met up, and it was great.
He ran into my car, dude. His fucking clothes were off. It was great.
Yeah. How bad were the roads coming up? Like, you said they were bad.
They weren't slippery.
You just couldn't see anything?
I just couldn't see anything.
That's how it was this morning.
It was
like the fog couldn't see.
It was clear as day for me.
Dang.
Where'd you take? No, it wasn't. I took 85. I was 85. But no, I told Andrew this last night.
Yeah.
I was driving. It was like, you know, when you're watching Star Wars, it's like hyperspeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that what it was?
But I zoned out. I zoned out.
Yeah, like it's easy. Like you can become like transfixed just by all the snow coming in. And you're just like, I don't even know where I am. Like,
yeah,
I don't even know what's in front of me. If I'm driving sideways, I don't know.
I love those rides. I mean, I don't because they're kind of scary.
I love clenching my cheeks the entire time, just white knuckling.
You ever just drive back from work because you're just taking that drive so much?
A machine.
And you're just like, yeah, you're just like get in your car, and then like suddenly you're at your house, and you're like,
how did I get
here? Fuck, did I get here?
You're like, what happened?
Yeah, it happens to me more times than I would like to admit.
It's okay, me too.
The music puts me in trance. All right.
Music just puts me to sleep.
Music makes me lose control. Parallel universe.
What about it?
Parallel parking. I can't.
Yo,
do it.
I did it today.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's not fun.
And then I had to punch my door because my window wouldn't roll.
Shut the fuck up.
Did you know?
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you, dude.
We're talking about Minecraft. Get the
About to walk into my grandma's house. Sup, bitch? Oh my god.
Why do you have my phone?
Shut up.
Wait, what is his name? He's like,
fuck you.
Fuck you.
That's why.
Runs away.
Where do you have my phone?
Fuck you, that's why.
I love the internet. That was years ago.
Yeah, but still, I love the internet. You want to know why?
Sometimes.
I got one word. It's four letters long. Cake.
Memes.
Love.
Oh. No, cake. You can Google any type of cake, dude.
What do you mean by that?
You can just Google the word cake, and there's just so many different kinds of cake.
Yeah?
Speaking
How do you
of
like
cake,
your cake?
I mean, have you ever watched, what's that? Cake Boss.
Speaking of cake, this episode is sponsored by Dairy Queen. Go to Dairy Queen and get yourself a nice big cake. It could be ice cream. It could be traditional cake. And then while you're there, you can also get yourself a nice plate of fries, a burger.
No, this is a lie. This is not. He's lying to you. Don't go to Dairy Queen. I mean,
Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
No, don't do it.
Isaac worked at Dairy Queen.
Don't do it.
Unless Dairy Queen wants to pay us.
Hey, hold up, guys.
Fuck Dairy Queen.
Hold up, guys. Dairy Queen slander.
Have you guys ever heard of Dairy King?
Dairy Queen slander.
There's a legit ice cream place called Dairy King in the
Some
mountain.
Banter against Dairy Queen.
You know what? Fuck me then, right? Fuck me.
I don't like how soft their soft serve is. It hurts my teeth.
I don't like how soft you are. Why don't you fucking toughen up, you little bitch?
Little baby boy. I don't like
little
Dairy
baby. Queen. Baby teeth having ass boy.
Orange Julius is cool.
Are they combined? Strawberry dipped cone.
I love that one. Yeah, bro.
I haven't had Dairy Queen in literally so long.
I don't think I've had it since high school.
Last time I had it, that's a crazy sentence to say, even though it's high school.
A couple years now, but still, it's weird.
To think that you're out of high school?
No, to think I'm still alive.
No. And on that note,
go back to your window rolling up thing
if it was slow. Fun fact for you guys, if you rev your engine,
I did it! That's what I did! That's what I did!
The window will go up faster. Because it's run by the battery, and the battery's run by the crankshaft of the engine.
So I was
parked. You
Engineer Andy.
So I was parked.
Engineer hours.
I like to drive trains.
I'm gonna tell this one to Andrew, because Andrew will actually understand. Yeah. So I was parked. With my car,
hey,
right?
Fuck you. Hey, it took me a while, but fuck you.
He's like, I just now learned what parking meant.
Shut up.
No, I was parked, and then my window wouldn't roll up. So then I drove around the block, and then I revved it really hard, and then it still didn't go up. So then I revved it again, and then it still didn't go up. So then I tried to call. I think I was going to call Garrett. I don't know why. I think I was going to tell him that. Tony said no. So then I call Garrett, and then my window just starts going up by itself. So I said, okay, I'm going home.
Tony said, no, is Tony supposed to be here?
No, Tony and I were going to get lunch for his birthday.
Oh, today?
2 days ago.
2 days ago?
3 days ago.
Wait, his birthday was the 7th.
His birthday is the 7th.
Dude, what happened to his birthday, dude?
My friend.
What did he do for his birthday?
You're fucking drunk.
How old is he now? Is he 20?
Is he? Oh, my gosh.
He's 20? 20.
Jeez Louise.
Dude, you're 20.
I know.
Dude, I'm 7 days away from being 7 days older than I was today.
Hey, and I'm the baby in the group.
Yeah.
And I turned 20 in like 3 months.
You want me to get you some Gerber formula? Maybe some Pedialyte?
Thank you. Like my bungle.
I'm proud of you.
Let me powder you.
That's not an excuse for not being house trained. Cameron defecates all over our house.
Sorry.
He defecates all over the house.
I don't know what's going on.
Yo, have you ever seen...
I've never shit myself, okay? Fuck. Last week...
No, hold on. Have you ever seen a baby poop?
No. Yeah.
Like actually...
It's so funny, I think. I think... No, okay, listen...
What is your obsession with poop?
No, stop. I'm not weird.
Yeah, you are.
Poopy ping pong part 2.
Poopy ping pong part 2. Baby boopy ping pong.
Baby poopy ping pong.
So, Boom Mountain. Have you ever looked like at a baby's face when they shit?
Yeah, I've done that.
That is fucking
I've never actually watched a baby shit.
Because, okay, yeah, I haven't
I
either.
Feel like you have, though.
No, I haven't.
Like, yeah, you're getting real defensive.
My, I'm pretty sure my mom has some video recordings of me. I used to go to the corner in my house and just stand there. My face would get
Andrew's
beat
mom,
red.
Andrew's mom,
sweat.
Show me this video.
Dude, the king of the house.
Established.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
I would sweat.
The amount of effort that baby's put into shitting is impeccable.
Yeah.
See, right? Or they just don't make a face at all, and it just pours out.
No,
like
you can
liquid gold.
You can always tell because they're always gonna be like. they just go fucking, they straight face, and then my favorite is when their fucking head shakes a little bit, and everybody's like, yo, that baby's shitting himself right now, because they don't understand that people can tell when they're shitting.
They'll make like little grunts, and they're like,
that's exactly it, that's fucking... They could be crying. It doesn't matter.
Just,
Yo, wait, I got a question for you. If you could have any sound effect while you take a shit, what would it be?
The sound effect of me pooping?
Yeah.
It would be the Minecraft eating noise.
mine would be the villager noise.
Ooh. Oh, when you hit him?
When you hit him.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Minecraft themed.
As soon as it plops up.
Ooh. Ooh. I like it.
I'm like, oh god, I've had this shit for 3 days. And it's like,
I would just hit a background
music.
Have you ever
just
put that soundtrack on blast? And
bro, I used to just I used to like pull up Minecraft and it would have the loading screen. It would be like
Yeah.
And I would sleep to that.
I have not played Minecraft in such a long time.
Yeah,
and
I
honestly,
think last time I played was when we played at your house.
Should we play tonight?
Do you want to?
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, let me just fucking...
Yeah, hey, how about get an Xbox?
Yo, I think...
Just kidding. Oh!
How about you just stay here?
Is it?
I work tomorrow.
Dang it.
I don't know if Minecraft is cross-platform, but we should talk about next gen.
Yo, I'm buying a PlayStation.
Yeah?
I'm doing it.
Hey, guess what?
Hey, what?
Probably me too.
Nice! Brendan, eat my fucking dick!
Listen.
He's a Microsoft man?
Bro, he bought the fucking Xbox today.
I have been loyal to Xbox my entire life.
Yeah. I've been loyal
solely for the purpose
for the last two generations.
Of like Halo.
Yeah. That's why I bought an Xbox in the first place.
But they haven't announced any Halo.
Yeah, there's a new one.
No, there isn't.
No, there's not.
Yeah.
Fuck like, you, Microsoft!
And like, that is the one thing that is like the reason why I'm not getting an Xbox. If they would have announced a Halo, I would have stuck with the Xbox.
Yeah, honestly, if they would have, if it would have like caught my eye enough and they did announce one, I might have considered it.
Dude.
Brendan's telling me to buy both. And I told him, I said, I would if I had money and I might try to, but either way, I'm buying a PlayStation first.
The thing though, I'm going to say this.
Yeah, fat cock.
No.
I'm so sorry.
The Xbox Series X and then the small one, the white one.
The baby?
Yeah. They look so much better than the PlayStation 5.
I mean, listen.
I think the PlayStation 5, the new controller, and the console look kind of silly.
See, but I'm not out here trying to flex off my console. I'm just trying to play games. That's all I'm really... I'm not going to be like, oh my god, I'm playing Spider-Man, but my console looks like shit and take a video of it. But
like,
no,
aesthetically pleasing-wise?
I'm not staring at my console. I'm
putting the PlayStation 5 in a room is going to throw the entire room out of whack.
Can I give a little bit of...
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Bro,
I've had Xbox for a long time. I don't really have a big...
He doesn't game much.
I'm not much of a gamer.
I play
NASCAR 08 on Xbox 360. That game is hard.
Damn, that
game is so hard. It is probably... 2007 cars. Guess what? My favorite. I used to watch NASCAR all the time when I was a child.
Yeah.
And my favorite driver, he drove
Ben
the
Gay.
Number five. Yeah.
Yeah, was it
the number five Kellogg's car? Had Tony the Tiger on the hood. And I was like,
I remember the car,
favorite
but not the
car.
Was his name Steven?
No. I don't think you guys know.
I have no idea.
Wonder Bread car.
Yeah, I love Wonder Bread. Wonder Boom.
Was it? Was his name Ben?
No.
Bend over.
Shake.
Yeah,
shake your booty.
Shake your booty. Is it Barry? Was his name Barry?
Barry McCockiner.
Barry McCockiner.
Was his name Hugh?
Barry B. Benson.
Wait. Was his name Hugh? Hugh Jackman is an astonishing actor.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah,
he's pretty good.
He's my favorite.
Two?
He's in a few movies.
He's in a movie.
One of those moving pictures.
One of those movie moving picture film?
You know, those one of those pictures. Movies.
You don't think a picture, but multiple
moving pictures.
Continuous.
Interesting.
But we watched a movie with him in it recently.
What yeah, it? Real Steel.
Yeah, Real Steel.
Real That's Steel. It. Did that. What were we talking about? Concerts.
I don't know.
Concerts.
Parallel Universe, too.
Parallel Universe is also
what we Yo, what about. In the Parallel Universe?
Universe?
Well, I'm just going to stop talking.
Universe?
When do you think this console war will end?
And never.
Never?
If the console war ends, then what's the point of having multiple consoles? The whole point of a console war is for each console to try their best to be the best.
Do you think
Xbox And that's why I'm buying a Wii.
Do you think Xbox is ever going to be on top again?
I don't know.
Xbox,
not if they, not if you, they keep did, fucking shit up.
Did you think Xbox was on top at one point?
The 360?
360
definitely beat the 3.
360 yeah. was
definitely beat the PlayStation
although,
3.
Although I did play Zathura on my PlayStation 3. And I played the
Look
OG
at you. Spider-Man. Look at fucking you.
Yeah.
I played the OG Spider-Man 2. Yeah, it was on Xbox. You? It was on the original.
Are you sure?
If we're talking about the same Spider-Man,
I don't think we are.
I remember that game.
I'm pretty sure. So there was one on the PS2. My grandpa had a PS2
mm-hmm.
at his cabin because my grandpa was bougie and we liked to go fishing.
Ugh. And play PlayStation.
Yeah. well, I think that was just for the kids.
Did it have a... do you remember how it started? Because I remember how it started.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up after this. I'm going to show you a video and we can see if we're talking about the same game.
If it is and I start crying, it's because I watched Perks of Being a Wallflower. I promise.
You guys ever seen, played Skate 3?
Yes.
Dude,
I love the Skate 3.
Yes.
Bro, nope, Skate the new one came 4, out, right?
Dude, yes. Honestly, I'm going to go hang out with Brendan strictly so I can play that.
He has COVID.
I don't care.
You're not allowed back here.
I'll get it. And I'll give it to you. Actually, you can't get it within, I think, 90 days when you had it last. Or is it 30?
I have no idea. Can you get it twice?
I was talking Tanner's dad the other day or yesterday. And he was saying one of his coworkers had it like 90 days ago and they tested him again. He said it could stay in your system for like up to 100 days.
That's
and if
so
they test
weird.
You again, it still tests positive.
Bro, what the fuck?
That's what CDC said. That's what he said the CDC said.
You know what's so funny about the CDC?
What? CD's nuts?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that was ear cancer.
Deep
it looks
fried.
Like the victim had that semen and fecal matter in the ear canal.
Yo, you're telling me this dude gets off the little girls
and pigtails?
Yeah,
it's he's a sexual.
Works in the sex crimes division.
Yeah,
probably get used to that.
I would never.
Hey,
I could never.
Hey, stop.
I'm so tired.
Hey, which one of the seven dwarves do you most relate to?
Sleepy.
Dopey.
Yeah, because you're dope as shit, bro.
Thanks,
most
dude.
Definitely.
And
Snow
he's
White.
Always high.
I'm not. I'm
yeah.
high on life.
Nope.
And I got big flappy ears.
You might as well be in fucking Georgia because you're doing crack again.
Dude.
No,
dude,
is that
dude,
Georgia
dude.
Or Washington?
That is Washington.
Washington, yeah.
Oregon. Wait, it's
Oregon.
It's
yeah,
Oregon.
It's Oregon.
We're stupid.
Oregon, Washington.
They're very close,
yeah,
but
pretty much
different
the same.
States.
They are kind of the same state.
They are a little bit. They kind of just morph into one.
Yeah.
What the fuck was I just going to ask?
Something about Georgia.
Ham and crack.
Oh,
sandwich.
No.
He was saying something.
You know what I want to do?
Dopey.
Soon?
Dopey. Yeah.
A trivia night.
Yeah.
Trivia night? That'd
yeah.
be really fun. Actually.
Wouldn't it be fun?
It
like
be
a
so much
trivia
fun.
Night.
You know what we should do it on? The Wii.
Oh my God! Can we talk about how beautiful Wii is?
We are pretty beautiful.
We are beautiful.
Damn.
We are the world.
We are the children.
No, we should get a fucking.
So
Wii,
let's
guys.
Start living. You know what I think I'm gonna do? I think I'm gonna go to Boulder. I think I'm gonna sing on the streets like
Where are you?
Yeah, like a.
And
like a,
I'm so sorry.
Like 2005 vibes, dude.
Yeah.
I cannot sleep. I cannot drink
tonight. I need somebody in
little
all
bit,
days.
Blink 182 for there for you,
bro.
If I could open a bar,
yeah.
Blink 182 themed bar. Drink 182 is what I. Mean.
Yeah, we've talked about this. I think
that's
dope.
Pretty good, actually. I like that.
I got that off the internet. I'm not creative at all.
Those pit shots, we can use those.
Oh yeah, those were good. I would
never had alcohol.
I would open a bar. I would want dogs to be allowed in the bar.
Yeah, of course.
And it would be called
Pause.
The dog bone.
I was going to say the dog house.
Nope. Be called Pause.
Nah.
Be called Central Park.
The wife sent me to the dog house last night. Yeah.
Wife picked me up, so I was shagging it out at the dog house.
The old bag. The old ball and tray.
My wife ever gets mad at me.
If I ever get married,
I'm just going to go to the grocery store and buy her a nice thing of flowers.
Fuck you.
Hopefully come back in.
My,
fuck you, dude.
My parents ever come back for me one day, you. I'm going to go to the store, get them a balloon, maybe. I'm going to get them a baby beluga.
If my uncle ever wakes up in a coma, I'm going to get him a balloon that says, get well soon.
Belong
dude, to have me. A little dog on it.
Fucking comas are, I think, are super scary.
I think they are comas too, but honestly, I kind of wish I was in a coma.
Why?
Because I feel like I'd get so much sleep.
No!
No!
You'd wake up and you'd be so fucking, like, weak.
I'm already weak. I'm a bitch boy.
Damn. Hey, what are the strongest days of the week?
The weekends?
The strongest days of the week?
Strongest days of the
fucking
week.
What are the Tuesday. It always puts me on my ass.
No, no.
It's a joke.
Saturday or Sunday. Because all the other days are weekdays.
Whoa! Ladies and gentlemen, the new host of Bing Bong Boys.
Andrew!
We gotta leave. He owns the show now.
All right.
I would love to take over.
This is his show.
3 minutes and 42.
You got this, kid.
You're just gonna leave
now. You got it.
Without any formation.
Hey, you're the new host.
Hey, I believe in you.
You made a better joke than
me. Andrew, for your boys. Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew.
Andrew, 2024, your president.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Now that we're alone, I would just like to say how thankful I am for being on this show. It really makes me happy talking with these guys every week. They really are two of the greatest hosts you could ever have.
Christ.
So much.
It smelled so bad.
Did you fart?
No, you came.
Yeah, I came.
I totally just ragged on you guys.
Did you?
I'd love to rag you.
I'd love you.
Okay!
I'll use a rag on you once I'm done.
Once I'm cleaning off the sweat from your nutsack.
No, did you...
To the window!
Fun fact, this has brought me back to my childhood. I used to be so allergic to dogs.
Okay, yeah.
So my grandparents have a dog, and I was like a small little boy, and the dog would come up and
you? I can't imagine you small. You shit in the corner of your house. You were always a bit. I imagine you looking like this when you came out of the womb. You fucking big man.
Thank you.
So you're small.
I'm small.
Okay.
I'm tiny.
Take
I'm
me back.
Very small.
Paint an image in my
head. I have no money. And so you can imagine the amount of stress that I'm under.
I have no money. And I am very small.
I'm very small.
So you can imagine the amount of stress that I'm under.
Okay, the dog.
A creature walks up to me that I love very much.
Yeah,
but you're my dog.
It was me.
Starts kissing my face.
It was me.
Kissing me.
I did. That's
was there consensual?
Okay, let's talk about when you were a kid, not last night, Andrew. Come on.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, you dog!
Hey, a man and his dog, am I right?
Hey.
A man and his log.
A man in his pog.
Okay.
Hey,
pog champ.
Guys, I'm going to be honest. I'm a Redditor. I'm sorry. My mom is very disappointed in me.
This dog would lick my face,
and I would absolutely break out in the worst allergic reaction. My grandmother would wet a warm washcloth and just drip it over my face, and it felt so nice, and then I'd fall asleep.
Felt like you had a nice little nutsack on your forehead, huh?
I mean, if you want to put it that way, damn it.
You know what's weird is we used to own a cat.
No way.
Yeah.
I remember this cat.
It was a pussy.
Is it the same cat who I grew to love and know? And
not Bean.
Okay. I love
Bean. Bean is young.
I love Bean.
Her name was Crumb.
Crumb.
Dude, actually.
Crumb de la pen.
And I would love that cat. And then we got rid of her.
Okay.
Well, she got old.
Sounds like everything that happened.
We got old. She got old, and we moved.
Yeah.
But I developed. I'm not allergic to cats.
You are.
Isn't that weird?
God.
I break out if I like.
I think
cat touches
kind
my
of
face.
Lying.
I'm not lying.
I didn't say that.
I'm a truther.
He's fucking lying.
I'm a truther.
Nope.
I'm telling the truth.
Why don't you tell the ladies and gentlemen about how you set your toilet paper because of the cat?
Oh, yeah. I said, no, we talked about that. I said,
it's fucking weird.
Isaac, you know, it's funny. I said the wrong way because I was raised to do it.
The last three times I've taken a shit at this house,
has it been the right way?
Yeah.
It's probably because Andrew's probably changed.
You fucking baller.
I mean, that's just how I've been taught.
It just always ends up on, he always shits.
Okay, so anyway, speaking of having bad experiences with dogs, Andrew, when I was a small child, and I'm only telling you guys this because I trust you guys, the two of you, not to tell anybody else.
I'll guard this information with my life.
Nobody else.
You know this is going on the internet.
No, it's not. Shut up. Nobody else is going to hear this information. The video is paused right now. Okay, the recording, it's not happening.
Yeah, the mic's off. Mic's off.
Yeah.
Mic's off, guys.
Flick
wait,
it.
Wait, what's that?
Jack mic off.
Is the blue blinking
the
light?
The blue blinking light.
It means
light.
It's off.
It's off.
Yeah. See if it was red. Okay. Anyways.
It says you're recording
no,
right
see,
now on the
it
screen.
Doesn't,
oh, it's lying.
It,
it just says beneath it in parentheses. Just kidding.
Okay. Anyways.
All right.
You guys can't tell anybody about this, okay?
Got it.
So when I was a baby.
Oh my God, did you actually do that?
Yeah. Dude, I wasn't actually a baby.
Fucking. When I was a baby, I remember.
I'm pretty sure I was.
The good old days.
I was in elementary school, maybe. Pretty sure.
You're not a baby then. You're a kid.
So this is like the end of it, though. Like I had this dog.
It's like,
Shut up! Okay. So I had this dog. His name was Buster. He was
Buster
a peekaboo.
Rhyme.
Yeah, peekaboo. He was a Pekingese and a poodle. And he was, you know, just this great, dandy old dog. I had a slight altercation with him when I was but a wee lad. And I was naked after taking
you?
A shower.
No.
And he bit my pee-pee.
Did he actually?
He chased me up and down my house.
I mean, he
I
loves
was
sausage.
I was naked. I was a naked child.
He loved Italian
and I got
sausage.
Bit on my fucking wee-wee by my dog.
Ouchies.
And my
Isaac,
mom and dad.
I haven't noticed that smile on you at all.
Well, okay, yeah, because it was the doctors did really good.
Okay.
Really good repair.
It looks completely normal.
Really good repair.
When I see it.
Yo, what's up with that, your ball skin? Isn't that weird?
We don't got to talk about that. We don't got to talk
your
about
scrotum,
that.
Your scrotum, isn't it, like, it's a different type of skin than the rest of your body. Also, hold on.
The tip of your penis
no,
is
no,
the
no,
same
hold on.
Skin
no,
as your
no,
lip.
I was I was thinking about this. What if your entire body was made of the same skin as your lips?
We talked about this.
Oh, man.
Isn't that insane?
What if your whole body was made out of the same skin as the tip of your dick?
I would be very sensitive.
Is the skin
it's
of
the
your lips
skin.
The same as the tip of your dick?
Yeah.
I know they're the same color.
It's the same. It's the same material.
Same exact.
Yo,
then why doesn't the tip of my dick get chapped?
Yours does.
I was going to make that joke, and I was like, no, that'd be weird if the tip of my dick got chapped.
No, that's weird, right?
Well, it's because your mouth is exposed to more air. Your dick doesn't
so
really
if
I,
mean,
I guess
so if I walked
correct.
Around naked, would my
probably
tip, would the tip of my dick get chapped and crappy?
You're just sitting there with a giant fucking bottle of Vaseline.
I just cringe.
Oh,
okay,
boy.
Do you think if our entire body was made out of the same skin as our lips, would we still apply it the same way, like with chapstick and just
what if it was
everywhere?
Just like, what if it was like a bottle of lotion?
I think, I mean, if you put lotion on, I've never, like, put lotion on my lips, but I think it has basically,
I
think chapstick is just hardened lotion, yeah?
Maybe.
Is it? What
is chapstick?
The fuck is chapstick?
What is chapstick?
Is it wax? Yo, wait a minute. If you walked around naked,
yeah,
you know what you'd get?
Hypothermia.
Chap dick.
Oh.
Hypothermia.
Case?
Probably.
You know what you get? You catch
a like
fucking a
briefcase.
Case.
Oh. I was going to say a briefcase.
What if it was normal for all of us to just walk around?
I mean, it pretty much is.
No, not really. You see a naked dude walking down the street? You'd be like,
be
what
like,
the fuck?
I'd be, like, yo, what's up, dude? Me too.
Yo, I'll join you. And he'll be like, meth.
Meth.
He'd be like, hey, you got a cigarette? Fucking, yeah.
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 I mean,
what did
So we
you,
started
yeah.
talking about this at the beginning.
We never did.
Well.
Parallel.
Mine, oh.
What?
Parallel universes, yeah.
Mine?
So, I don't know. What? I don't remember where I heard this. I heard this at work, I'm pretty sure. So, you know, like, when you see your doppelganger?
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen mine.
You know the concept, Cameron.
I do.
You guys
You're
know,
not stupid.
You guys want to know who my doppelganger is?
Me.
Y'all ever seen Meet
Yo,
the Robinsons?
No, time out. No, fuck you. Y'all ever heard of fucking,
Anything about the dude?
What's his name?
The dude I told
the
you
The kid
out,
from Meet the Robinsons.
Nope. Oh, what, I don't.
What is his name? Fuck! Why can't I think of this?
From the Polar Express.
No.
I look like G-Eazy.
No.
Train. You know what kind of train this is?
No, dude. It was me.
Oh, that's Andy.
No, it was fucking Buddy Holly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Andy looks like Buddy Holly.
Andrew, you look like a lot of people.
I think you look like
I'm a pretty average looking guy.
No.
You could probably, like,
above average.
Thank you.
Below
you could probably look at me and be like,
it looks kind of like a white guy.
Yeah,
I'm
just
a white guy.
He looks like he would have fucking not died. Never mind, I'm not going to finish that sentence.
He looks like Hitler would have saved him.
That's not what I was going to say at all.
He looked like he...
I have alopecia.
He probably would have owned someone.
He would have seen me bald. I probably would have died.
I probably would have.
He's like, you have a disease?
Yeah.
Because they would kill off people that had, like, diseases.
Like cancer and shit, bro.
Yo,
but if he saw, like, what I, like, if I didn't have any hair.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily.
They probably would have killed me. I think they would have.
Well, yeah,
fun
like,
fact.
Could have just been like, I shaved my head, bitch. Fuck you.
I have two cowlicks. Mm-hmm. In the back of my head.
You have two cows who lick you?
Yeah, dude. That's every
hot.
Night.
That's hard.
Because I wake up and my hair's fucking...
You should see me.
So I know me. Who's the? You're the other one?
Yeah. I'm
nice.
One.
Two of us right here. Two cows.
So fun fact. If you have two of them, in like ancient Greek times, if a baby was born with two cowlicks, they'd fucking throw him off a cliff.
Nice.
In like Sparta, I don't know where, but
Sparta?
It's like a place.
Sparta.
I read it in a textbook, and I was like, that would have been me.
People thought left-handed people were evil. I'm left-handed.
Dude, I think you're evil.
Evil.
I'm so evil. Doctors Doofenshmirtz has nothing.
He has bad to the bone.
Doctor,
baby.
Okay, the amount of serotonin I get from Doofenshmirtz Incorporated after hours.
It's a Brandon Bush.
Dude, that was actually good. Do it again.
I can't.
Please.
Now you guys are pressuring me. It's
a Brandon Bush.
Hey, the Brandon Bush.
Hey, you know who's fucking good at that? Brendan.
Is he really?
Yeah, my COVID boy. I'll FaceTime him right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can we get him on?
Oh, I'm getting a call from Gary Boy. That's super awkward.
Oh, he hasn't seen my photo yet.
Gary Boy!
Gary Boy, just a couple of mates of us here.
No. What'd he say? What?
What?
Okay.
What?
What's up? Hey, Garrett, we need you to do your best
Doofenshmirtz impersonation.
You know, like, oh, Patty, the Brandon Bush.
What for?
Just fucking do it, because I want to hear it. Turns me on.
God, a plan.
Yeah. That was a good one. All
that
right,
was
goodbye.
Good.
That was a good one.
That was good.
Wait, he called you, right? Yeah. What's he want?
I don't know. He's probably going to tell me he's done with class.
Do you want to call Brendan?
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right, sweet.
Well, while we're waiting,
Phineas and Ferb was one of my favorite.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. So last night, Garrett and I went to Dutch Bros, right?
Yeah.
After we got our food, after we got our Lego set, after I picked him up.
Who was working?
I don't know.
What did they look
like? You act like I know everybody who works.
What did they look like?
She was a blonde chick. Anyways, we pull up and she gives me the typical, you know.
What you doing today?
You guys got any fun plans for tonight?
This is so awkward.
That's the fucking typical
and
ass.
Garrett,
this is so awkward.
Garrett and I look at each other and then I look at her and I go, probably not much we can do right now. And she goes, you're so right. And then it was just quiet.
Dude.
And then I looked at Garrett. I looked at the front of my car. And then I looked back at Garrett. And then I just hear, and then I look at her and she goes, so what's your guys' favorite food?
Nice.
And I go, lasagna. She goes, okay, that's pretty good. I like that. And she looks at Garrett and she goes, how about you? And he goes, spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
And she goes, oh, Italian. And he goes, yeah. And then we both just sat there in utter silence while she handed us our drinks.
I don't
one
know.
By one. And
I would have said Dutch.
Dutch Bros. And then I would have been like, whatever you're cooking, baby cakes.
Dude, whoever she was, crappy job at that.
Yeah.
Because you know what I would have said? You would have said lasagna, Garrett says spaghetti. I go, spaghetti. The guts of lasagna.
Hey. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to take that toothbrush out of your mouth, spit that shit out, and then give me your best. No, stop it. Spit it out.
Stop.
I need your full mouth.
Okay. Why?
Because I need you to give me your best impersonation of Doofenshmirtz.
Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
The Perry the Platypus thing.
Platypus?
What? Doofenshmirtz?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it turns me on.
We need to hear it.
It's not that good, though.
Yes, it is.
I
want to
hear it. Let me hear it.
Dog, are you hyping me up too much?
I'm hyping you up right now. Let's hear it.
Let's get it.
Okay.
bro. It's gonna sound like trash.
Freddy, no, no, you got on. This.
All right, all right. Harry the Platypus.
I love you.
That was good.
That was great.
That's going on our podcast.
You're on the podcast, bud.
You're completely naked, Sammy. Did you shake his dingling?
Oh.
Inappropriate.
Bro, shut up.
Love you.
You
guys.
Literally had sex while I was sleeping on your floor.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. That's enough information to be put on the internet. Goodbye. We love you.
They didn't. They didn't actually do that. I hope.
Good impersonations all around.
No.
I like doing I wish I was better.
Dude, good at impersonation.
All people are like, do it impersonation.
All right, all right, here we go. Here we go. Ready? Obama.
Shall I ask you this of the American people? I like to shoot three-pointers. And today, Junior!
That just sounded like your normal voice that you just said.
So you got the
spaghetti sauce on the oh dude, you can do fucking Joe Biden well.
Sleepy Joe, let's hear it.
Sleepy Joe.
Do it. The classic.
Oh man,
classic.
It's been a while.
So you go and stack spaghetti sauce in a store, and you go and ask the lady with the forklift. You go over there and you put it on pallets, and you say, "Why don't we move this over to the other end of the store?" Spaghetti sauce, 1.2 billion. What happened? Come on, what happened? Come on.
I love you. That turns me on so much. It's impersonations. But what impersonations can you do?
That Obama one, I'm pretty proud of.
No, I didn't hear it. I don't want to hear another Obama because Andrew already did it. Give me another one.
Listen,
give me another one. Give me.
American people.
That's actually pretty good.
Can I
deserve
say...
more than. Free healthcare. yeah, I can do that.
I love Obama was such a cool.
I love Obama. Obama. And now we have Joe Biden. What is it?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Hillary.
Hillary.
Pokemon. Go to the polls.
I'm just chilling in Cedar Rapids.
Dude, she's so cringy.
Is,
oh, motherfucker. All right. I think we're going to wrap it up.
No, not yet.
Not, you want to keep going?
I want to hear your other interpretation.
Okay, give me someone.
Mike Wazowski.
Yeah! Sure. Step aside. Kid bites his hand. Yeah!
We watched a bunch of University last night.
Dude,
my
I want
first
to
time seeing.
Watch that.
It was my first
seriously?
Time. Yeah.
It's such a good movie.
Dude, it's on Disney Plus. I'll watch it again.
It's okay. We don't have to.
No, we're going
to
watch it right now.
No,
I watched
please,
this really
don't.
Sad movie on Disney Plus.
Yeah, me what too.
Is it? It's called Clouds.
I watched
he
it.
He said
Tanner.
He watched it.
I watched
it
with Tanner.
Yeah.
It's called Clouds.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
I haven't seen it. It's about a kid with cancer. I didn't watch it. Amber said she cried. We're going to leave it at that.
Oh, that's what Jaden and Toy watched.
Yeah,
Clouds.
Want to watch it?
No.
I'm down to cry.
I don't have
I already feel like I'm going to.
I teared up a few times.
Yeah.
I don't normally cry during movies.
I don't either.
But I teared up.
Yes, I fucking do.
Did you tear up more at that or did you tear up more at what was it? Independence Day? The Independent Day? About the Boston Marathon.
Oh.
Which one did you tear up more at?
Patriots
Day.
Yeah.
Is it Patriots,
Patriots
Day?
Day?
My bad.
I think teared up a lot more during Clouds. Like
really?
There were probably four or five different
damn,
instances.
Because
just the substance of what was going on, I was like, oh my god.
The end of Patriots Day, I was close to tears.
Hey,
I was
Green Mile?
Up.
Did you I cried during
Green Mile makes me so sad.
I didn't cry during
Green
Mile.
During Green Mile? When he says I'm afraid of the dark,
yeah.
That gets me every time.
Mother. Fucker.
See, and then I'm over
afraid
here.
Afraid of the dark, boss.
Just watch.
Boss.
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yeah, that one's sad too.
Makes me want to go home and cry.
It's a good one, though.
Paul
sad
Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd is timeless.
Paul Rudd has, like, no screen time.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He just does a phenomenal job.
He gives the kid books.
Nonetheless. He gives the kid books and he tells him some
his
life.
His hair looks amazing.
He goes,
he does.
Look
amazing.
He's a good looking dude.
Why do nice people fall for the wrong...
You know,
the wrong type.
Because they trip.
No, why do nice people date the wrong?
Because they.
We accept the love we think we deserve.
He said that and I cried. I cried on the spot. Garrett woke up and looked at me and I said, stop fucking snoring.
Shut the.
And then I cried.
And then you just like beat his face until he fell back asleep.
I punched him.
You start crying. He's like,
what? And you go.
He goes, are you? I go, fuck no, I'm not.
Shut the fuck up.
It's the Catalina wine menu.
It's the fucking Catalina wine menu.
Why does he keep saying that?
Well, on that note.
Yeah, we actually do gotta end it now.
So, Paul Blart, Mall Cop. Just kidding, folks.
You thought I was gonna talk about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Let's wrap it up. Like a Christmas present.
Like a
penis. Are you guys good at wrapping presents?
I suck
at it. Oh, I'm the best.
I'm not that great.
I like to wrap presents. I used to be bad at it, and then my stepsister showed me how to do it.
I'm so bad, you could call me the Slim Shady of wrapping presents.
Yo, that's a little fucked up, because I think Slim Shady actually is pretty baller.
All right.
Well,
that concludes episode 13.
I'd like to just say thank you guys so
once again
for having
Thanks,
me.
Thanks, Andrew.
I know I made the joke in the beginning. I'm like the
You're the only guest. You are.
I didn't mean that in like a mean way.
No,
you're
always
joking around.
At this point, hey, you guys heard it here first. This is Andrew's last appearance on this podcast.
Yeah, fuck you, Andrew.
Until 2 weeks from today.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's probably true.
I'll be back on.
We should have had Andrew not do this week so we could have been on for my birthday.
Fuck.
Damn it.
Maybe we can make an exception.
Maybe we can make an exception.
Suck my
Egg
dick.
Sucks.
All right. Have a good one.
Benedict.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for listening in.
Thanks for coming. I love you.
Of course. I love you guys, too.
Okay, wait,
it's the longest fucking outro in the world.
Yeah, I agree.
Ready?
Anyways.
Bing bong.
Wait, I have something else to say.